Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about two parts of a trifecta for a company that we haven't talked about.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
So we've talked about values before. So company values. I don't think you and I have talked about company vision. So the vision for your company, your business, or company mission, which is a mission for your company. So I think these are just really, really interesting, just like values, in that they can actually, you know, cause people to on your team, because this is really about the people on your team, and to be motivated towards a common sort of set of beliefs, set of goals, if you want to go there.
Yeah. So the episode on how to define your company values is episode number 336 for people who want to check that out. Let's talk a little bit. First, maybe let's define what is a company vision and what is a company mission and how is this different? Because I see there's a lot of confusion between vision, mission statements oftentimes.
Take a crack at it, Stelly.
All right, I'll do my best. So for me, vision is really all about kind of super long-term, the North Star of the company, you know, kind of where, in a potentially even unattainable future, where you want your company to be. Ideally, the vision statement is something that gives people direction without being hyper-specific about all the specific steps, right? So as my example, I always love to bring up Google's original vision statement that was like, take all the world's information, make it universally accessible to people. That's both very specific, but also so broad that there's a lot of different things that a company or people in your company could do that would potentially help the company move closer to that vision. A mission statement, in my definition, the way that I would think about it and talk about it, is a bit more on the tactical side in terms of trying to answer the question on how are we going to get to our vision? Like, how do we deliver this? Adding a bit more specifics on like, what are we going to have to do in the kind of more immediate future? Maybe, you know, a vision statement could be like a 100-year thing versus a mission statement could be a 5-year thing or a 3-year thing of like, here's the part of the world or the part of our product or the part of a customer base that we want to go after. And we want to fix, you know, we want to make, I don't know what the mission statement is of Google, to be honest, but like, you know, building the best search engine or building a search engine that gives people the answer they were looking for in the very first result or something along those lines. It's still kind of hard and doesn't tell you how to do it specifically, but it's kind of more concrete.
Yeah, I like that. I think that when you think about it as time, one being way further out, the vision, and another one being a little bit closer, the mission, that's a good way to differentiate those two. I think like it's also like something where like it, you might not actually need both at the same time. And that's something I would point out to folks who are just like, I have values or I need to get values. I need a mission statement. I need, you know, some kind of vision. But I think, you know, if you're sort of early, even just a year or two old, you can have a product vision. And you might not need to go after a full-on company vision. And then you have a mission that's supposed to help you realize that product vision, which might be a simpler way to think about it in the short run for your company if you're like somewhat small in terms of number of people and still like figuring stuff out.
So this is interesting. I like that framework. And one question I wanted to ask you, because somebody sent me an email a few days ago and they basically asked vision, mission, and value statement. And if that's something that A, they said both still quote unquote trendy, so still something that a lot of companies want to do, and ask specifically, is this only valuable at a later stage, or is this also valuable for me as a single founder when I just get started, or for a tiny team when we're like 5 or 6 people? And I thought that was a really interesting question. Like, Would you define a vision, mission, values statement at the stage of just being one person? And is it still trendy? I thought that's an entertaining, interesting question to ask.
Yeah, I that's interesting. I think for me, you have to think about how do you onboard new people into the company?
Mm.
And if you're one person and other people are going to come on board, it can be helpful to have some kind of product vision and some idea of what the mission is right now. Right. And so I think people, in terms of the trendy thing, yeah, I mean, these are tools, values, mission, vision. These are tools to help you run your company, to be honest.
Right.
They're tools to help you define the culture. They're tools to help you get to where you're looking to go. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there. So if you're, early, like this person that emailed you, and is asking if it's trendy. It's not about if it's trendy. It's about if it's useful to you. Does it help you shape the culture? Does it help you bring people into the company in the right way? And I would say absolutely, yeah. So if you're one person and you can have some idea of a product vision that you feel like makes sense right now, and you can have a mission statement about, related to like kind of like what you said, which is like how do we realize that long-term product vision, but in the sort of short-term, what is one big category of thing we're doing or the thing we're doing? I think that it can be hugely valuable. In fact, those two things might be more valuable than values when you're like smaller.
Because
you might not know your values yet, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, we've talked about this. I think to me, vision, mission, values, these kind of things, one of the big kind of goals of these tools is to create team alignment, right? To make people understand, like, what are we trying to do? Where are we trying to go? And we recorded one of the probably most important episodes ever on the Startup Chat was the episode on how to accomplish team alignment. It was episode number 76 for people who want to check that out. So to me, having people understand what the direction is of where we're trying to go and how we want to get there is helping. Ultimately should be helping people make better decisions or understand the decisions of other team members better. So there's less friction and there's less pulling in quote unquote different directions, like where people are just arguing about details because they don't understand like big picture where we want to go, right? If we don't have an end destination and we start walking and you want to take a left and I want to take a right, we might argue that, the left way looks more friendly and I'm going to be like, well, but the right way looks like it has more people, so we'll meet more people. And we could argue on those points forever without understanding how could we make a decision what is the best direction if we don't know where we want to end up, right? And a lot of times people argue on these like details small, like should we take a step here or step there? That those arguments would never happen if on a high level we both understood what our priorities are, what the direction is, and the end destination that we want to get to, and how we decided originally we want to get to it. If we had that high level understanding, it'd be much easier for us to make decisions day to day, right?
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
So let's say, we're early stage. Let's maybe not take the example of like I'm a one person that has not done anything and I'm thinking about a startup, maybe vision, values, mission statement. I don't think it's at all the biggest waste of time, but it could be. But let's say you're a small team, you have a few people and you're hiring people, right? So team alignment, team onboarding, these things are truly important. How do you create kind of a version one? Because I'm going to throw out there one of my main tips with this type of stuff, and it applies to vision and mission as well as values, is that you should think about these things as versions, just like a product, and not think of them as like once we've set it or put it on paper, it can't be touched, it can't be edited, it can't be expanded on or retracted on. Because as the world changes, as you change, as the company changes, the competitive space changes, and your customers are changing, you might have to revisit these things and add, subtract, expand on them, right? As things are changing in the world. And I think a lot of times one of the reasons why people have such a difficult time defining these things is because they feel like they need to quote unquote get it right the first time. And when you have that kind of a pressure, it creates this kind of unnatural situation where it's going to take you forever. It will never feel like you're ready to actually write it down. So think about it as like a version one, that's good enough. And to me, good enough would be hits the criteria of we all are excited about this. We all are in agreement. And this helps us make better decisions day to day and understand the decisions that we make in a better way. If you can create something that helps with these points, you have a good enough version one. And then it might make sense, you know, when you're small, maybe to once a quarter or once every 6 months to revisit and take a look and see, is this still helpful? Does this still seem right? Are we acting in accordance with what we've written down here, and kind of like update or change or adjust to it? That would be my first step. But still, I would assume that a lot of teams have a very difficult time to do this. Do you have any kind of best practices or like advice that you would give a founding or a startup team that tries to sit down and write this out for the very first time?
Yeah, I think your tip is really important. Like, this is a working document, especially early on, and it's something you shouldn't feel like you can't change within reason, because you're still learning a lot about your market, your customer, and things like that. My best tip is something I said earlier, which is, early on, you're working on a product. It tends to be, whether it's a services business or a software business or some kind of marketplace or whatever it is, think about it more as a product vision. What are you looking to achieve with your product? What's the sort of short-term or medium-term sort of end goal with your product? And instead of worrying about a company vision, think about what the product vision should be. Where is this product trying to get to? Where are you trying to get to with your product? The reason is most of the people you're hiring are going to be very helpful in determining what that looks like for your product. And then the mission would be exactly the kind of thing that the kind of basically whatever encompasses the tactics you're taking or employing in one statement to head towards our product vision. So let's say I'm out there and I want to create the best vegan dog food, right? I don't even know if that's a good thing or not. I know it's a thing, but so my product vision might be that, you know, to basically enable dog owners, actually, right? So that's a customer. So this is like a product vision type thing. So dog owners to enable vegetarian dog owners or vegan dog owners to feed their dogs like they eat, right? That's my product vision. That's what the product should be able to do, right? And then our mission could be like create vegan dog food that dogs love. See, so what I did there is I didn't try to make it about the company, although it is. Yeah. I made it about what are we looking to achieve for humanity, right? That's the vision, right?
Yeah.
And what humans, right? Just to get specific. And then in the mission, I went for what's a short-term way to think about what the company needs to do. So if I'm recruiting people, like, look, our job here is to make it so that people who are vegan, their dogs are able to eat like they do, right? Because that seems to be a problem. Because if you're vegan, you probably want your dogs to eat like you do. And then the mission would be create food that the dogs want to eat. Because if they don't want to eat it, guess what? That vision will never come true.
I love it. All right, that's it. That's, I think, everything that we wanted to pack into this episode in terms of both describing why it might be useful and relevant and important, and then talk a little bit about how people should think about this and how they can get this done in a, I think, less burdening and less like intimidating way. Because I think people put too much pressure on, like, we need to write something that, you know, I don't know, is going to be like earth-shattering.
Last forever.
Yeah, last forever. And it needs to be a statement that when you read, you get goosebumps. It's earth-shattering. And they create that kind of a crazy pressure that then makes it impossible for them to get it done or get it done in a way that's useful. All right, that's it from us. If you are playing around with your vision, values, mission statement, and you want Heaton and my feedback, just shoot us an email at stelly@close.io and hnshaw@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. We always love to give more specific feedback and advice and help to our listeners. And until next time, we'll hear you soon.
See ya.